Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The king thus said, "We have inherited the fame of Arjuna. Therefore, since you have surrendered yourself with folded hands, you need not fear for your life. But you cannot remain in my kingdom, for you are the friend of irreligion." Please receive responsibly. The king thus said, "We have inherited the fame of Arjuna. Therefore, since you have surrendered yourself with folded hands, you need not fear for your life. But you cannot remain in my kingdom, for you are the friend of irreligion." Srila Prabhupada's purport. The personality of Kali, who is a friend of all kinds of religious illogicities, may be excused if he surrenders, but in all circumstances he cannot be allowed to live as a citizen in any part of the welfare state. The Pandavas were entrusted to representatives of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who practically brought into being the battle of Kurukshetra, but not for any personal interests. He wanted an ideal king like Maharaj Yudhishthira and his descendants like Maharaj Parikshit to rule the world. And therefore, a responsible king like Maharaj Parikshit could not allow the friend of religiosity to flourish in his kingdom at the cost of the good fame of the Pandavas. That is the way of wiping out corruption in the state, and not otherwise. The friends of illiteracy should be punished from the state, and that will be save the state from corruption. So we can see the cause for illiteracy began when the Brahmanas were cursed. The story is there of Maharaj Parikshit being the Brahmanas misused their power, you know. Sringi misused his power. He was only a 7-year-old boy, but he misused his power to curse Maharaj Parikshit, who was such a great devotee of the Lord. Even the father of Sringi was not happy that his son cursed such a great king as Maharaj Parikshit. So we can see the Brahmanas are the head of society, and example is given in different parts of the body: the head, the arms, the belly, the legs. If other parts of the body are affected, the body can still live on, but the head is cut off, the body dies. So the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, they're like leading the society on the right path to spiritual perfection. In modern day education, they promote cow killing, and they don't support spiritual education. This is a defect of modern society. They consider the dog their best friend. They don't respect the cow. So you can see how the whole society has changed so drastically because of lack of guidance from Brahmanas. And so Srila Prabhupada, when he created this society of Krishna consciousness, he wanted to train a class of Brahmanas to guide society. Because without Brahmanas, even Kshatriyas cannot function properly. They will create disturbance in society. So the Brahmanas are very important. So we can see how in the Vedic system, there used to be like in the village, there used to be a Brahmana who used to teach his students. In Krishna Nagar, there was one king, or one Brahmana anyway. Yeah, one Brahmana, and he was very simple. He used to have his disciples cook rice and eat simple and everything. There is this king, Krishna Chandra. He went to this Brahmana and said, "Can I do anything for you?" And Brahmana said, "I'm happy with my life. I'm simple. I have my disciples cooking for me. Because the wealth of the Brahmana is austerity. The Brahmanas don't keep any wealth for themselves. They use it for Krishna's service. So this is where the purity came in from the Brahmanas. They always use everything for Krishna's service. So once the Brahmanas were like taken out of the picture, then Kali entered. And it's not like Kali is not only present in Kali Yuga time. He's there at all times. In other ages, his presence is there at all times. It's mentioned in 11th canto, Bhagavatam. It says that those who chant the holy name of the Lord, even though they live in Satyug, and those who don't chant the holy name of the Lord, they live in Kaliyug. So that shows how these four ages influences at all times. It's like the seasons, you know, the winter, spring, autumn seasons. They all, summer, spring, autumn, winter, they all present at all times. So these ages are present there at all times. It's a matter of how we are taking shelter of Krishna. To that point, we don't get influenced by these ages. So we can see how the because this particular time is a very special time, because Lord Chaitanya came only 520 years back, and the Acharyas came in. Srila Prabhupada gave the books in translation from Sanskrit to English. He saw personal examined himself. So it's a very special time in terms of those who want to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. By getting taken to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, they can go back very quickly. Part of the Krishna consciousness movement is like the head of society guiding people on the right path. Those who take these teachings, they will have no difficulty in life. Krishna looks after everyone's needs, but for the devotees, he takes special care for the devotees. Example is there like a king, anyone who's having a king or the prime minister, they take special care of their people. Although they're taking care of everyone, but they take special care of their people. So The other thing is the defect in modern society is like they don't promote God's laws, they promote man-made laws. So that's another defect which causes all this disturbance in society. Now, for example, the coronavirus, now they're promoting these G5, G6, right? Promoting all these kind of technology. And it's affecting the energy. And they're also promoting animal killing. They're not stopping animal killing. So that's another effect of the karmic reaction which is happening now. So, because this is a special time of people getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if people follow these teachings what Prabhupada has given, then they're living in a spiritual bubble. So nothing can affect them. Even if something happens to their body, they go back to Godhead. But those who are breaking these principles of illusion, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, they have to suffer their karma. And Prabhupada explains to say further how these people actually deny the next life. Because if they actually looked into the next life, they'll be horrified. They couldn't live that life. There was a devotee, he was doing book distribution. He's going in plain clothes, and he's going to casinos and nightclubs, and he's giving Prabhupada's books out. So when people were reading his books, then they couldn't enjoy these things. The enjoying mentality went away. They couldn't enjoy it. They had knowledge. So we can see how, due to lack of knowledge, people get covered by Maya. Prabhupada also spoke about devotees. Some of them are not afraid of Maya. He showed this point saying that some of my devotees are not afraid of Maya. They take Maya for granted. Material world is the prison house quarters, and the Maya's power is there because our determination to serve Krishna is not strong. So, this knowledge which we are getting in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that knowledge is coming through the line of kings. So Prabhupada also explained how, as devotees, we are also in the line of kings in that way. So, as devotees, we show the proper example to others. When the society is crumbling down, you see in time all these things like cities and it all crumble. It won't last for long. Prabhupada also mentioned the point about what's the use of this building and breaking. It's all temporary. It won't last forever. At some point it'll finish. Prabhupada said we should take to Krishna consciousness seriously because time is not long. So, so it's the same in like Maharaj Parikshit. He didn't need for to actually protect his kingdom. So he didn't allow Kali to flourish. He banished him. So same for us who are part of the Krishna conscious movement. Anyone who is not following the spiritual principles cannot stay within our society. This is why even this is one of the reasons why Prabhupada introduced the Narsingha Dev prayers. Because I read a book, it's mentioned, The Glories of Shaligram Srila, it's in the library. And in there it explains how just thinking of Narsingha Dev, he appears. Prabhupada said by praying with Narsingha Dev, he'll remove all the demons. Remove the demons. So, I have an interesting quote to show how this illusion energy works. This is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It gives some light into the illusion energy. Why are we unable to realize the Supreme Lord? So he gives you quite an interesting answer. He says, how will the living entities who are Krishna's servants realize Lord unless they constantly serve and associate with the Guru and the Vaishnavas? If we are busy in worldly or family activities, how will we understand the Lord of the universe? Under the control of sinful desires, we have presently developed a bad mentality. We think we have great duties to perform in this world. This is because we are averse to the original fountainhead. Just as by stepping on quicksand, one's legs are sucked down. So we have stepped into quicksand of dependence on material phenomena. And are being pulled down. Instead of becoming inclined to serve Krishna, we spend our time influenced by sinful desires. Lord Vishnu's illusory energy has conditioned us to think that we are enjoyers and expert karmis. Be careful. Accept guidance at every step. Be extremely careful. It is vital that we are controlled by the spiritual master at every step. Serving the devotees is more beneficial to us than serving the Lord. The living entities can receive more mercy by associating with the devotees than from trying to associate directly with the Lord. The place where the spiritual master or devotee resides is more favorable for the pure worship of Hari than the place where the Supreme Lord resides. Understand the purport of the phrases. Wherever there are Vaishnavas, that is Vrindavan. If instead we are indifferent towards Guru Seva, it means we have failed to become servants. It means we are proud and entangled in material thought. There is no greater topic of discussion in the theistic world. Topics on how to serve the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Govinda. Always hear Hari Katha. Do not become materialist bereft of the transcendental Lord service. Pay close attention to the worship of Hari. We have already passed so many lifetimes engaged in other activities. Be always cautious to attain the goal of life. Always carefully serve the spiritual master and Krishna with love and devotion, and you will certainly realize the Supreme Lord. So this is part of our process, that But it says there's four levels of existence. There's a brothel, which is mode of ignorance. City is mode of passion. Forest is considered mode of goodness. And temple is Vaikuntha. If we just follow the temple lifestyle and we read Prabhupada's books, we chant, do services, associate with devotees, we try and help the fallen souls, participating in festivals, then in a very short time we'll achieve perfection. Srila Prabhupada said the material world is just a longer dream. He gave the example. He said, when you're sleeping at night time, when you waken up, you don't think about the nighttime dream. So in the same way, the material world is just a little longer dream. So if we take things in that way and take the spiritual path seriously, then time will go very fast. The main thing is reading the scriptures, we should not just take them as stories. If we take them as stories, then it will not have much effect on us. If we're trying to enter the Bhagavatam by reading it and trying to imbibe it and trying to meditate on it, how we can enter it, at some point you'll enter the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavatam will reveal itself to you. And there was some examples on the potency of Bhagavatam, how we can actually purify one. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur got someone to recite Srimad Bhagavatam in some tree where there was a ghost for 1 month. At the end of the month, the tree fell down and the ghost got liberated. And the other story is there of Gokarna and Dandukarni. So Gokarna was the pious one. And when his brother died, he went to find him and then found out, his brother said, you have to save me, I become a ghost. So Gokarna arranged a recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And his brother, Dandukarni, he was tied up in a tree in 7 knots. So everyone was listening, but he was more attentive. And every day, one of the knots would break. On 7th day, he attained a spiritual form and went back to Godhead. So then the others asked, how come we didn't get that benefit? He got it. So Gokarna said, because you were attentive to hearing the Bhagavatam. He was very attentive. He was meditating on it. So the same thing applies to us, that if we learn to enter the Bhagavatam and then just a matter of time when we leave our bodies and we achieve perfection. And he says even more merciful, he says the holy name is Shishirada Gokulanda Ki Jai. So the other point is that Krishna feels our suffering. He's not like some people have this idea in the Christian tradition how God is in the clouds and is judging people, you know. Who will achieve, get high and who will go to hell like that. But it's not like that. Actually, Krishna feels our suffering. And the example Prabhupada gave is like the finger. If your finger feels pain, the body also feels it. So in that way, Krishna also feels our suffering. So he comes here to actually reclaim us. Prabhupada gave an example to show this point, how interesting point. He said, just like the government, they can live in a prison house if they want to rule the country, if they want. And there's an example he's given. Although they don't live in the prison house, they have their own place where they live. So similarly, Krishna doesn't live in the material world. He lives in the spiritual world. He's enjoying in the spiritual world. But he occasionally comes here to reclaim the fallen souls by displaying his pastimes to attract them back to him. His example is given just like the sunshine, it shines everywhere without discrimination. So we just have to be open for Krishna's mercy, then we'll get it. Unfortunately, some people are like the owl, they like to be in the darkness, they don't like the sunlight. So for them, they miss out on the mercy. So, the other thing to realize is that Krishna is not different from his name. Prabhupada gave an example of these points, like you may chant water, water, water when you're thirsty, but the thirst will not go. But Krishna is not different from his name. By chanting his name, you're associating with him. And through the name, the form, the pastimes, activities manifest. So, in the beginning stages in our spiritual life, because our conviction of Krishna is not so strong, that's why Prabhupada recommended reading his books. Prabhupada said, if you read my books 1 or 2 hours every day, then renunciation will come into you. And once our conviction of Krishna is strong, then everything gets revealed. So there's a... In the teaching of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada gives a... In his lectures, he gives a nice quotation saying how... he says, the Lord, however, out of his causes mercy, because he is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service, comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, and cooperating and surrendering unto him. Adoption of all the above mentioned items or any one of them can help a conditioned soul get out of the tangle of nascence and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being illusion by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can see how Prabhupada comments how if it wasn't for Lord Chaitanya's coming, now we are 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga. The demons would have taken over these planets from the lower planets. They would have taken over the earth. But because of Lord Chaitanya's coming, he's holding them back. They can't come in. And so some people have this idea that since Lord Chaitanya has come, the golden age will manifest. Everything will become nice and rosy. But it will only manifest for those who take to his mercy. For those who don't, it won't manifest for them. Because at the same time, Kali Yuga is also going side by side. So it's only for those who open for His mercy that they'll get it. He says, for those who do not respect Lord Chaitanya, it's like we can see why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. It's because when he was a householder, people did not respect him, you know. Just to save them. And there was one pastime where these 1,000 students, they, when Lord Chaitanya chanted the name of Gopi, 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 one of them went and to correct Lord Chaitanya. Why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi? You chant Krishna's name, right? And Lord Chaitanya went with a stick to chase his student. And then that student went to 1,000 students. And they were going to gang up on Lord Chaitanya and do harm to him. So at that time, Lord Chaitanya, being omniscient Supreme Lord, he could see that actually these students had lost their intelligence. They couldn't think properly. All their good credits had disappeared. Just to save them, the students, the scholars, and the scientists, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So even in India, people respect sannyasis, you know. Wherever they go, they give respect. So even if they didn't realize that he's Krishna, but the fact they gave respect, they would get benefit. So we can see why Lord Chaitanya took the sannyas order to save the people from falling down in Kali's ocean of in the Kali Yuga. Any comments or questions? Wait, the mic is coming over. For the audience.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Very nice class. Very
inspiring. Can you speak louder?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Very nice class. Very inspiring. I just have one question. Maybe you can give your opinion or some chastisements on how to improve. So you said that Prabhupada says we should become serious. My whole life I've grown up in ISKCON and done so many things and met great Vaishnavs, you know, coming from a devotee family. But I feel that I don't have any seriousness. So how do we cultivate seriousness even if your whole life you've spent doing devotional things?
Well, like I explained, you know, the reason why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas was to save people from getting affecting, get falling away from spiritual life and getting affected by Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya took that sannyas to save these students. Because these students had lost their intelligence. They couldn't think properly. So Lord Chaitanya took that sannyas to save these people. So the more merciful than Lord Chaitanya is Lord Nityananda. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, he explains how Lord Nityananda, he saved the mercantile community from degradation. That's why he was wearing jewels and ornaments in his pastimes. And he certain devotees couldn't understand why Lord Nityananda was doing that. And the fact that he was doing that was to save these kind of people from going to hell. By his activities, he was actually uplifting them, making them into devotees. So, unless we pray to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, it's hard to get access to Krishna. It says in Praise of Swami Bhattacharya, he explains that one may be doing Sankirtan and serving the Vaishnavas, But if he has no respect for Lord Chaitanya, then he's not a devotee. He says that in his prayers. So we have to pray to mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then from that mercy, everything will come. It's like the acharyas, they're giving these prayers, you know. These prayers are there they're like self-realized. They themselves don't need the prayers. They're giving it for our benefit. If you go through these prayers, it's like Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj explains, like a king keeps his treasury hidden. He doesn't show his treasure to everyone. So the acharyas, they're keeping the treasury of these prayers, the treasury of the in these prayers. So by writing your prayers, that treasury gets revealed to you. So that's the benefit of if you go by what the acharyas say, then your mercy will come very easy. If you do it your way, it may come, may not come. So the process is very simple. You have to be just attached to the process. And if you're born in a devotee background, you just have to open up for the mercy. If you do things your way, you may not get the mercy. Because there was one instance in Mayapur, actually. One devotee wrote on the Mayapur wall some prayer, you know. And Prabhupada looked at that prayer and he wasn't happy. Prabhupada told the devotee, asked Prabhupada, was there anything wrong with the prayer? Prabhupada said, there was nothing wrong with the prayer. But we don't put our prayers, we put the prayers of the acharyas. And as soon after that devotee left. He tried to do his own thing. So it shows that we have to follow the line of the acharyas. So if we follow, then everything is easy. Is that okay? Any other questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice class, thank you. Just a couple of questions, one from the purport and one from what you just said. So, in the purport, it is said that Maharaj Parikshit was merciful to Kali and he gave him the chance to surrender. And so once somebody surrenders, you know, they should take shelter and they should be given protection. In yesterday's class, Taruna Prabhu talked about how Kali then also said, I don't know where am I going to go, later on we will come to see this. But then Maharaj Parikshit was, although he says in the purport that, you know, we should banish all miscreants, those who are especially not in favor of religiosity. So Maharaj Parikshit knew that, but he still gave him that shelter, he still gave him that second chance almost. So how are we supposed to understand that in terms of that second chance? Because anybody could come to our shelter. And then we need to obviously decipher intelligence.
I'll give you some other vision on this point.
Yeah, please.
From my understanding, it's like when Ashwatthama was punished, although he did harm to the Pandavas in many ways. I think he threw the Brahmastra twice, isn't it? Three times, something like that. He threw it three times. And but still, when he was going to be killed, Draupadi didn't want him to be killed because she didn't want to give the same pain to Ashwatthama's mother that what she felt for her sons. And Arjun didn't want to be killed because Arjun was citing what Krishna wanted. So Krishna didn't want Ashwatthama to be killed. Because Ashwatthama wasn't a Jiva Tattva, he's from Shiva, you know, Shiva Tattva. And at some point Ashwatthama did turn towards Krishna. At some point he did turn towards Krishna because Vyasadeva told him who Krishna and Arjun were. Therefore, not from Narayan. So at some point he did turn towards Krishna. And then Krishna punished Ashwatthama for 3,000 years. He had to go without speaking and he had pains on his body. So now he's chanting Krishna's glories in Vrindavan. So Krishna has a plan for everything. He has his plan for everything, how to purify everyone. So there are certain living entities who want to live in Kali Yuga, which is given in 11th canto Bhagavatam. This is why Krishna allowed Kali to come in like that. There are certain individuals who want to live in Kali Yuga. But at the same time, Krishna does give the mercy to the living entities. Although it's Kali Yuga, he does give the easiest process how they can come back to him at the same time. That's it.
It's very interesting. Thank you for that different story to actually answer the question. So, yeah, thank you. That's quite clear. The second part is what you mentioned just now about the prayer of the acharyas and how we ought to follow the acharyas. And if we follow the process, then this becomes simple process for us to follow. Obviously, acharyas have given us a lot of prayers, but sometimes or often we find that with that prayer comes the mood. With that prayer comes the ability to almost focus on how we're supposed to understand the mood of the prayer and therefore also get the sukriti, the benefit and the attention of the Lord, the parampara even, to approach the Lord. Because also, it's also said that, you know, we shouldn't approach Krishna directly. We have a spiritual master and it is quite right to approach through the parampara, and eventually that will take us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So imbibing that mood is something that I think we all need to work on. What's your thoughts on that?
It's just simple. I mean, it's like like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he used to pray 2 hours of the holy name every day after chanting his rounds. Prabhupada gave us basic prayers. But the he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says that unless one comes to Santa Ras, there's five relations with Krishna, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasya, Madhurya. Unless one comes to Santa Ras, one's devotion to Krishna will not grow quickly. So these prayers help you to come to Santa Ras quickly. If you're not getting a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, you're struggling, reciting praise is good. Because Sachinanda Maharaj explained that there's a difference between low self-esteem and if you're fallen and you're praying for Krishna to uplift you. There's a difference in that. Low self-esteem means you're putting yourself down. Praying to Krishna to lift you, you're not depending on your strength, you're depending on Krishna's strength. That's the difference. When you recite prayers. It's okay? Any other questions, comments? Prayojan Prabhu.
Very interesting process that you've got to suffer. If you don't know you're suffering, then if you think you're okay, you never get there. It's as simple as that. You got to be in pain and cry. And otherwise it won't come. Prabhupada explains that we have to cry for Krishna. But crying doesn't mean just knowing prayers and things like that. It comes from the heart, and you've got to know that you're degraded because you're not crying. You think you're okay still. And so in that way, the false ego is always there until you're smashed. So you actually have to feel that actually I'm not making progress. And because we can all come to class, hear it, know it, the philosophy, but it's just like going to school every day. You're still learning the same lessons, but you still haven't progressed. Progress means there's no pain, is no gain. If you don't feel any pain, you don't know you've got to improve. You're just left on your own, you know. It's a lonely place, you know, if you think everybody's got to come up with your solution. No, you have to actually cry to think you're hopeless. And in Trinad Api Suni Chenner is the only way. It's the prayer. So if you don't know you're falling, it's a problem, you know. So the only way to know that is by carrying on. As I say, you just keep going to school and you're still not passing the exams, you're still not finding out what you're supposed to do in terms of your own thing. There's no answers here, because the answer is already given, and it's in your own heart. So very difficult with the false ego. You know, you really have to break through this false ego and know that you're not making progress, you know. So that's all I can say. You've got to realize it.
Any other questions, comments? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.